Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Free Association. I made some links between frequency, electricity, and pH in the body, and electromagnetic waves coming from the sun, and electromagnetic waves coming from the center of the galaxy. Electromagnetic waves processes in my environment. So everything gives off an electromagnetic pulse, basically. The Earth gives off an electromagnetic pulse, 7.83 hertz, which is the Schumann resonance. Your body's pH is a measure of electrical conductivity. Biochemistry is electricity, essentially. It's the movement of electrons. So it's movement of electrons and conversion of electrons into other things, other energy processes. So everything is electricity, basically. The universe at a large scale and at a small scale. And then when you add in a many worlds theory, many worlds hypothesis, that takes it to quantum level. It takes it to the observer principle at quantum level. So you can go from quantum level, the smallest level possible, to the largest level possible with the analogy or the actual fact of electricity being the linking process. Electricity is what's measured as an indicator of the existence of life in terms of brain activity or heart rates or heart activity, heartbeat. So there you go. So electricity is life. Electricity is pH. Electricity is biochemistry. Electricity is Schumann resonance. Electricity is the sun, almost, and the center of the galaxy, almost. So the analogy stands up, even though you've got to stretch it a little bit. I like stretching analogies to breaking point, ultimately, so I don't have a problem with that. But the place to look would be the Earthing movie and resonance beings of frequency. You put those two together, along with the electrical universe people, and you've got human scale, universal scale, and then you add in many worlds hypothesis. And you've got quantum scale. So I think we've got a theory of everything there, pretty much. Although whether I can convince anybody else of it, I don't know. But I'm going to do my best. One of the questions I've been asking over the past month or so, 3 weeks, is what's the next thing that will come into public consciousness that will flip public consciousness. So we know about the virus and vaccine situation, and that hasn't really flipped, but about 30 or 40% or 50% of people are vaccine hesitant, and less are skeptics about the existence of viruses. So if you take electromagnetic frequencies as being what we live within and being an expression of who we are, any disturbance in electromagnetic frequencies would potentially create physiological and potentially psychological issues. So, depending on what the disturbance is and how close it is and how loud it is, if, for want of a better phrase, using the sound analogy. So a loud, close disturbance is going to potentially cause acute problems. A loud, distant disturbance that lasts for a long time could potentially cause chronic problems. I don't know, I'm making this up as I go along, but it kind of makes sense if you think about it. If your body responds to the environment in a highly sensitive way, which resonance beings of frequency suggests, or it takes the disturbance a long period of time to filter through into your cells, into the multiplication and the activation of your cells biochemically. So to get into the biochemistry itself takes a long time. But it can do that through the cell division process, I'm guessing, through the genetic code and then the cell division process that produces a cell that encodes that electromagnetic disturbance into the DNA, and then it divides and divides and divides and become then the disturbance becomes part of the structure of your cells and your biochemistry. Again, I don't know if this is real or whether I'm just making this up, but this seems logical to me once you accept the premise. So where do we go from there? So to remove the disease, you remove the electromagnetic disturbance. And then your cells start to divide normally again, and the biochemistry starts to fix itself. And presumably the psychology starts to fix itself as well if that was affected. So it's physiology, biochemistry, and psychology all being affected by electromagnetic disturbances. And then humans have an impact on each other. So if one person has a disturbance going on, the effects of an electromagnetic disturbance going on, that potentially could resonate with the people around them. So it becomes a kind of biochemical contagion or electromagnetic contagion or something like that, or psychological contagion. So the explanation for the disease that science says is caused by viruses doesn't need to be a virus once you accept the premise that we're sensitive to electromagnetic fields. Okay, I think that's my thought process for now. I'll be back a bit later.